Soul, soul, and salutations, Simmers, and welcome to the Simmers Digest podcast, a Sims and Sims community-based podcast. I am Technobabble, your host on this audio exploration, guiding you through the vast and fantastically creative community that makes up The Sims, hoping to help you discover someone new, learn a little more about some of your favorite creators, and highlight all of the amazing people who make up our community. Welcome, one and all, to the ever-growing and expanding world of the Simmers Digest podcast. In today's episode, co-hosts Melly and Taylor dive deep into the world of all other life simulators that we're wondering about and how they compare to The Sims. Our co-hosts will help navigate what is coming out, what's in development, and the best part, we hear from all of you and what you think about the new life simulators that are in production and which ones you are most excited to check out and the ones you want nothing to do with. Find yourself a cozy spot, pour yourself a refreshing beverage of your choice, and get ready to enjoy hearing from our community, because we asked Simmers, and here's what they had to say.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to We Asked Simmers. My name is Melly.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
And today we are back for more questions and answers. Today we're going to be talking about simulation games. Simulation games are all the rage right now, all the way from mowing your lawn to doing surgery. We just don't have a reason to leave our houses anymore, which, as someone who hates leaving her house, I very much appreciate.
Same.
One genre, though, that has been lacking in the simulation sector has been life simulators. For a very long time now, The Sims has very much monopolized that area, and we have not had any competition for it until now. Very exciting. There are some new life simulators that are in production and on the horizon, and today Taylor and I are going to sit and talk about them and then see what the hype is about. So we went ahead and asked our fellow Simmers, would you play another life simulation game? Now, Taylor, you are a fellow Simmer, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% down with playing a new life sim. But I will say there's like a little asterisk caveat to that. I feel like this wave of nostalgia and almost like I'm cheating on The Sims just because it's so familiar and the only thing that I've ever known. But yeah, I'm down. I'm always open to try new stuff. What about you?
Yes and no. There's a lot of things that factor into whether I would do it. The main one being cost. I do not want to like bring up how much money I've spent into the Sims franchise. I did do it once to prove a point to my husband and I lost that point. To me, if there were a game to come out that was as similar to The Sims 3 but better, I am hopping on that train immediately, because, you know, I am a diehard Sims 3 fan. I love that game. And if we can upgrade it with better graphics and those little tweaks that you want and that are totally possible in 2023, sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we're going to go ahead and talk about some of your responses. Which were a lot. You guys were super opinionative about this. I am here for it. So let's go ahead and break these down, shall we?
Let's go. So we kind of bunched them up into different categories because we noticed some reoccurring themes, which is totally fair. We agree with a lot of these. So for our first section that we want to talk about, it's people's opinions that were including Paralives. People are buzzing about Paralives, and rightfully so. Carla says, I'm open to trying out either game, but I'm yet to be convinced by the art style of the Parafolk. We can't see a lot of life by you, which we'll talk about later, but I prefer that art style from what I can see. Tara says, I'm a Patreon for Paralives, so my name will be in the credits. Okay, ooh. Superstar, we see you. Okay, Tara. Den says, I would like to. I wouldn't be surprised if Paralives got bought by Sims, though. Abby says, I'm actually so excited for Paralives. Rebecca says, yes, Paralives has already given us more cast options than The Sims ever has. And Bri Red Rose says 100% the moment Life by You and or Para Lives drops. I'm dropping The Sims 4 like a Hot Pocket. That was funny.
She has been hurt by EA. You can just tell by her.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you were to ask her, like, who hurt you, she would say EA.
Now, this next category is very much one that I sort of touched on, but it's the money aspect of it. Madison says, probably not. I spent so much money on The Sims 4, and I go through phases where I don't play it at all. So I'll probably stop with 4. Alex says, maybe, but honestly, I've invested so much money in The Sims at this point, and the game itself feels like too much of a consistent time suck to play multiple of the genre consistently, so I don't know. Maybe if one of them makes a mobile version that doesn't suck. Ooh. Emma says, if these games are going to be like The Sims with millions of expansions, I don't think I will. I have every single expansion, game pack, stuff pack, and most of the kits. It's an upsetting amount of money I've paid full price because I am impatient. I don't think I can afford another one. Same, Emma, same. Dallas says, it honestly depends on the cost. I have spent an embarrassingly amount of money on The Sims. And Aisha says, I have such a limited amount of dedication / attention span for games. I only play The Sims 4 and Stardew Valley and sporadically at that. Plus, I spent so much money on The Sims 4 while not really playing it enough for the money to be worth it. So there's also that. I honestly don't know. It really comes down to the cost of playing them. I've invested so much money and years into The Sims. I've even started a blog on it. So I don't know if that will change over. That was Becca. Becca sent me that blog. I love reading. And then Vanquisha says, since I've played Sims since 2002, for me, it would depend on the gameplay and the price. Having invested so much money in The Sims, it would be hard to fork out even more money. I also believe that money might stop me from getting The Sims 5. I don't feel like paying more, which is a super valid point. If The Sims 5 is even worse than The Sims 4 with, like, microtransactions, I don't have plans right now to buy The Sims 5, if I'm being completely honest.
I actually feel the exact same way, which makes me kind of sad, but I refuse. Like, I'm just tired of paying so much money just to have, like, a full experience. It's, I don't know, I think I've been kind of burned by The Sims 4, honestly.
Absolutely. And I think I brought this up in the last episode where I feel like The Sims 4 keeps selling us completions of the game, like the base game.
Yes.
I stopped buying Sims 4 packs. Like, I have not played this new generation pack that came out because that's stuff that should have been already included in the base game. Yeah. And to me, it just feels like a money grab. I so desperately wish we could get away from this model of paying to complete your game. But I feel like The Sims can get away with this because it is the only life sim.
Yeah, they have a monopoly on it, which is why I'm so excited for us to dig into the other life sims that are up and coming a bit later.
Absolutely, but we still have responses to get.
We do.
Let's power through.
I know. I'm so excited to talk about the new stuff. But yeah, so the next section is people who just have general comments. Regarding their thoughts, not really mentioning any other specific franchise or game. So Allie says, I'm more than happy to play other franchises. I do it with Animal Crossing-esque games all the time. Lorna says, for sure, since Sims 4 is so rubbish. I feel like I have to have the accent to say that so it's more effective. Tasha says, I don't have the time right now. I don't have the time for Sims either, but if the games were good enough, I would. I have played 5 or 6 different survival city builder games. I don't just pick one in a genre and ignore the rest. Let's Flamingo says, if the game looks fun, yes. If not, no. My main thing is it makes me irate how when I'm playing The Sims 4, the Sims don't immediately respond to commands, yet they do in all other games. It's so annoying. Mystic Diva 2 says, for sure I would. I love Sims, but EA has not been doing their best. They never fully test things before releasing them, and I wish they would take the extra time. Mm-hmm. Devin Bumpkin says, of course, I think EA has held this genre of game for too long. I would love to see what other developers, publishers could do differently. Aurora Likes Cats says, hard yes. The Sims as a franchise does actually hold monopoly over the genre of life simulation games, and it probably shouldn't. I'm glad to see that other companies, indie devs, are acknowledging the demand for that genre and hopefully raise the standards.
Absolutely. And then we have our folks who just don't care for other simulation games. We have a probably not, even if they're good. Carrie says, I'm very loyal to The Sims as a sim player since the OG release. I haven't liked what I've seen from Paralyzed, but I'm intrigued by Life by You. And then Midnight Sun Sim says, as much as The Sims team has its fault, I've always played The Sims. It would feel weird to play another simulation game built to be like The Sims for me. Unless there's some crazy cool feature, then it'll probably only be playing The Sims.
And then our next section is people who are a bit hesitant, but they're willing. You have Alex that said, I feel like the newer games are trying to be more realistic, and even Sims is going for realism and story play more, which I'm not interested in. I want one that's less realistic and more whimsical in both style and gameplay, like Sims 2, but also more customizable and more playable like Sims 3 and 4. Aaron underscore Simmer says, I'm willing to give things a chance, certainly, but it's not yes or no, just and it depends. I'm also not looking to replace Sims, just add. I'm not sure about the newest reveal, but I do have every intention to play Paralives if it comes out. Jason Sterling RM says, I would always consider anything, but the recent announcement from Paradox seems very early in development. I hope they bring it, though, and that it's as good as City Skylines. If so, it will be true competition, and yeah, I definitely buy it. Carmi Rodriguez 9 says, first, I will watch the gameplay reviews and walkthrough. If it's just a duplication of The Sims, I won't buy it. It has to be radically different.
Absolutely agree. A lot of these points have been super valid. I especially like the person who mentioned that they cycle through games, which is something that I very much do. My attention span is like so short. It's like a squirrel's, I swear. I do not play The Sims long enough for me to justify dropping hundreds of dollars for another game. When I'm in a player for like maybe a month if I'm lucky, and then not touch it for like 6 months. Because that's how I play my games. Like, I can only play one game at a time, and I fixate it until I'm tired of it and I don't want to see it anymore. And then I cycle a new game, and it's only like maybe 4 games in my rotation, which is The Sims 3, Pokemon, Stardew Valley, and Animal Crossing.
That's fair.
That's my rotation. Very good point. I'm glad other people have a brain like mine too.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm willing to invest in a game because I kind of view it as a hobby. And for me personally, I really, really enjoy the decorating and interior design aspect of The Sims. But I will say, like, it is a lot of money. And after a while, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I could have probably gone on a good vacation with the amount of money that I've spent on The Sims. And I feel like, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, a lot of it should have just already been included, you know, at jump. Like, it's I just had a baby in my current family. I bought the new pack. I'm a sucker. And I my kid just turned into an infant. And I just, fun fact about me, I don't have any kids real life. So I'm like kind of freaking out about the infant. And I think for me, you know, people were so eager and excited to see the infant stage. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, this is a lot. But yeah, no, I get it, though. I totally vibe with all of these comments. I feel like in most of these, I see myself. It's very multifaceted. So I get it. I appreciate the feedback. And like we said earlier, we got so much feedback and we could not possibly include it in our episode. But yeah, keep it coming for sure.
No, like literally this would have been like a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
I would put every single response in. And on the note of infant, I have an infant. My baby is 1. Why the frick frack would you want to control little simulation babies? They suck in real life and they suck in the game too. I am a baby hater. I am a toddler hater. I skip that life stage completely when I play because I don't want to deal with it. They're so needy.
They are needy. Yeah, I just got my baby to the infant stage and I didn't realize that they just lay on the ground.
Yeah, that's like what half of like infanthood is. You put your baby on a mat and
yeah, that's what it is. They give you a mat and they just lay there on the mat and then you just carry them around and oh man.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion, but I prefer the newborn stage over the infant stage, at least from my experience. All my baby did was poop, eat, and sleep in that order. And it was the best. That was my whole day. And like the older he got, the more stimulation he needed. I have ADHD. I do not like to be stimulated at all. So we like butted heads and I'm like, you need this, but I need like the complete opposite. I need you to leave me alone. Don't call CPS on me. He's fine. He's thriving now.
He's so handsome.
Thank you. I think he's so handsome too. But let's go ahead and talk about these new simulations that are on the horizon. When we were working on this, I realized that there are so many out there. Everyone woke up in 2022 and said, you know what? We need another simulation game. Mm-hmm. So here they are. Let's break them down. The first one is going to be the one that got announced the earliest. I believe it was in 2021. And that was Paralive. Paralive, if you don't know, it's an indie game that is being developed by Alex Macy. You can follow him on Twitter. It is described as an open world life simulation with a focus on AI and advanced personalities from their parafolks, which is what they call their Sims. Along with the life mode, they have a build mode and a paramaker mode, aka create a sim mode.
Mm-hmm.
Paralives will be a PC only game. It does have to be paid. It's not free, but right now we have no expected release date, which to me, I'm going to be completely honest, I don't see this game making it to development. I do not. I have been following it for a while, and some of the release videos that they have put out, they were caught using Sims 4 meshes. There was some drama in the Paralives community where they had other people working on it and then they got into a fight, so everyone left, and now there's like two people working on the game. I don't see it happening. I think this person bit way more than he could chew by promoting it as a direct competitor to The Sims. Like, straight up, he's like, yeah, we're making The Sims, but better. I don't see it happening. If I'm wrong, I'll bite my words and I'll buy it just for the sake of me shooting it down so fast. But we'll definitely keep an eye out, see if it does get released and what other things they do add. Like some people mentioned, I am not a fan of the artwork for it. So hopefully that changes. Other than that, it's literally a copy and paste for me of The Sims 3 UI interface, like the color wheel, the how you can rotate the furniture, the roofing, all of that. To me, just scream Sims 3, which is, in my opinion, for them, a good Sims to copy, because The Sims 3, in my opinion, is the best Sims.
I actually didn't know about any of that drama that you just talked about. I don't know how I missed that, but I didn't know any of that. I think apart from another one that we're going to talk about a bit later, called Tiny Life, I think Paralives is definitely the one that shares the most resemblance to The Sims, which I think in part is why people can feel a bit more comfortable maybe transitioning into Paralives or playing Paralives in conjunction with The Sims, because it's probably the most familiar. Right? Like you even mentioned, it looks like The Sims 3, and that familiarity may draw people to it, apart from it being, like, at least to my knowledge, the first true, like, Sims competitor that we heard about kind of pop up on the scene. And boy, did they come out, like, big and strong. They're like, yeah, oh yeah, The Sims? You're not even going to remember The Sims. We're Paralives. You know?
Yeah, it was,
and I love that energy. Yeah, I love the energy and the confidence. I mean, I hope, you know, they see it through. I'm interested to check it out for sure.
Absolutely. I was going to say something and then my mind just went blank.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So let's just move on. And if it comes back, it comes back.
Yeah, yes, for sure. So another game that just hit production is Life by You by Paradox. If the name Paradox sounds familiar, it's because this publisher is behind the City Skyline games, which overtook SimCity as a better version of a town/city simulator. A big name involved in the production of this new life simulator is Rod Humble, an ex-executive producer for The Sims 2 and Sims 3. While we don't know much of this future game, the short reveal trailer already has the community buzzing. While EA should be scared of this game releasing, the community in general is excited for something new in the life simulation world. We will be keeping an eye out on this game and its progress as well. So, something I think that's really cool about this game, these are just now my thoughts. I think it's super cool because it gives me huge Second Life vibes, which obviously makes sense because of Rod Humble, because I believe he is the CEO of Second Life studio, Linden Labs. I know he mentioned that the game was open, fun, beautiful, and are games which respect the player's intelligence and enables their creativity, freedom, emotion, and sharing. I love that it is, of course, Sims-like, just catering to my need for familiarity and comfort and my hobbies that I like. There's a variety of interactions. They have driving, so you can have a car and drive. That's fun. It looks like it's going to be an open world.
It is. They confirmed that. Okay. So when we wrote this, this was before they released like the actual trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, they have done a whole trailer. They did announce that it will be an open world. You can drive and ride bikes and all of this fun stuff. It looks super, super cool in my opinion. It is expected to be released by the end of this year.
Oh, and another cool thing too is that they have public transport in this game. Yeah. Which I thought was interesting.
And something super fun that I thought came with this is you can actually pre-order the game right now. You'll get early access to it on September 12th, so you'll be able to play it before the game comes out, which in my opinion is an issue with the Sims game because you can pre-order items and you can't play them before. You have to wait till everyone gets it to play it. So this is already a step up for them in that little aspect.
I know they also mentioned that there was going to be raunchier humor and with a more mature direction. So
yes, this is already rated for 16 and plus, so it's rated for mature audiences. They know off the get that it's gonna be not suitable for the children. They have the color wheel as well, not just for clothing but for build and buy items as well. This is very much giving IMVU vibes. I don't know if you ever played that game.
I am familiar with it, but I did not.
Familiar graphics. People look scary realistic, which might give people nightmares, honestly. But I am looking forward to it. They did say that some things would be like you have to like buy like game packs, but they intend to release a full game at launch. So what I've been asking for.
We love to see it.
Yeah. And something that I think is super cool is they are adding an in-game content made by players. So you can add mods, go into the developer section. They are giving you the tools to do that yourself in the games to make it easy for everyone, which is super cool. It's something that a lot bigger titles do, like Skyrim. Mm-hmm. So, love that for them.
Love that.
And you can design your own world. Like, everything is designable from top to bottom. The streets, the trash cans. You can rearrange your entire town.
Build neighborhoods and
businesses. Everything is super customizable. I'm excited.
This I am
is
too.
The one game that I am super hyped about.
Me too, actually. And I, like, when I was watching the trailer and I saw them, like, driving down the road and then the back was, like, this beautiful beach with palm trees and stuff, I was like, I can't wait to make, like, a little coastal town. Like, a little tropical coastal town and then have, like, a fun downtown area off to the side. I really miss having that just open world creativity and being able to create my own place. I just think it's awesome. I'm hyped.
Absolutely. And if you do want to pre-order the game right now, it is $40. You will get early access. You will get a few packs for free, a car for free, and some decor for free. And if you are one of the first 100,000 people that pre-order it, you will also get an invite into their official Discord where you can talk to the developers and give your opinions and kind of like put your own touch to the game, which again, super cool. I wish more people did that to really communities input directly and have your stuff be put in the game, you know?
For sure.
Instead of tweeting at these gurus every freaking day. And it is a single player. Did not mention that, but single player game. Speaking of single player game, this next one is not a single player. This is going to be Tiny Life by Elpic from the Top Hat Studios, which is an indie company. It is a fun simulation game that aims to capture the essence of games like The Sims series, but in a pixel art style. In the game, you control people, their daily needs, skill gains, and create relationships. This game offers a build mode allowing you to build homes and community lots like parks and cafes. To begin with, they do plan on adding other community lots like bars and stuff, but it's still early access, still being developed. Items placed into your household can help you gain skills and really affects at the speed at which you build these skills. But just like The Sims, everything that you do buy goes into the lot value, which will make your house either really expensive or really cheap. So you really want to get like picky about that. Gameplay wise, this game offers an AI that will learn and control itself while you are not playing. So if you have like 5 people in your house, instead of one person just sitting there while you interact with the other person will kind of like build its own little brain and continue living its life without you telling it what to do, which is pretty cool. You have the ability to control multiple households in one save file, so your little town people could eventually interact with each other in one save file. So everything is super AI based. Everyone has their own computer brains to just keep on keeping. And it does have an option for local multiplayer. So if you and your friends want to bring back LAN parties like I used to have when I was a child, you can totally do that and live your little town lives together.
I'm so excited for this because I can absolutely see me and my husband playing this together.
Absolutely. I'm always dragging my husband to play games with me that he would never play. So this is going to be right up my alley of annoyance.
Yeah, and this, I hadn't even heard of this game until Plumbella's video popped up in my suggested on YouTube, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's this? And when I watched it, I was like, wow, this gives me absolute like original Sims 1 vibes. Like, it has an isometric view, which I know in the last episode or first episode I think I mentioned the word isometric too many times, but I just love that style. It mentions that you can import and export custom worlds. There are little people in the game. They're called Tinies versus the Sims. You have Sims. Let's see, the game uses gender neutral language, but you can set a gender identity, and they also have major and minor personalities, which I thought was interesting.
I don't know what that means, but I'm here for it.
I don't either. I feel like if I can, you know, just use context clues, I'm thinking your major personalities are going to be the main driving force on how your Tiny interacts with things, and then the minors just play a minor role. I don't know. I'll have to check it out myself, but I just thought that was interesting. Instead of just having personalities, you have major and minor. So, you know.
And with Tiny Life, it is going to be styled in a, you buy packs for it as well, but they do have a list of things that will be included in the base game already, which is nice that they tell you up front, look, this is what you're going to get at the get-go. So do with that with information which you wish. Thank you, Tiny Life. Another life simulator that came up on our radar is a different kind of life simulator, if you ask me. This is going to be Everlife, Birth to Death Life Simulation by Phil Kessler. This game is expected to be released at the end of March of this year on iOS only, but they do have plans to expand it to more platforms. The game will be free to play with purchasable add-ons. I do believe that this game is developed by one person only, so kudos to him for doing this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is Everlife? Everlife is going to be a cute but deceptively deep life simulator sandbox game. You create your own character and take them on a journey from birth to death. You swipe through each year of your life, making difficult decisions and watching the consequences unfold. Along the way, you evolve your personality, experience major life stones, climb the career ladder, navigate life's ups and downs, and deal with the unexpected drama. And then you die. And then you do it all over again. So,
rip.
To me, this game is very similar to the same style of gameplay as, what's the game called? We literally just talked about
BitLife.
Thank you. BitLife. Yeah. Where you essentially swipe, pick, and then whatever you pick changes what you do next. So you will have basically different scenarios each time you do swipe through, which is interesting. I am glad it's free because I personally would not buy a game like this. I would try and do all of the combinations in one day and just sit there and swipe, 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 swipe until I'm done. So glad it's free. I can't wait to see where this goes. The little trailers that this person has put out are super cute. If you do want to see them, they are on Twitter at Everlife. And see for yourself. This game should be released fairly soon. As the date that we're recording this, the 26th of March. So it is on the horizon.
So exciting. So one other game, at least I believe it's the last game on our radar currently, is a game called Viva Land. I stumbled across it while I was researching, and it's being developed and published by Viva Land, and it's set to come out next year in 2024. So their slogan is, every household is controlled by real players around the world. Individual towns are created online, and you can invite 1 to 8 friends. Their little virtual humans are called Vivas. They have personality traits and life goals. Currently, I believe there's only 3 careers. You can be a writer, an artist, or a gardener, at least what they have listed so far, but I'm sure by 2024 they'll have more. You can have mentors, frenemies, and which means there's just types of different unique relationships. They're built by mode. They do mention they have an object recolor function and a mood board feature. Some information about the Viva themselves is that the life stages go from toddler to adult. So it doesn't seem like there's a baby or, you know, a senior or anything. They mentioned that hobbies include playing instruments, repairing objects, painting, writing, etc. Apparently, Vivas have talents, which I think is pretty cool. And they have unlockable actions and new objects in-game. So when I read unlockable actions and new objects in game, I started to think about how in The Sims 4 they have objects locked by career milestones or event milestones, which I'm going to be honest, maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. I hate it. Like, I just want everything available to me all at once. I mean, yeah, it feels good unlocking something in a career through achieving it, but I just like having everything unlocked at once. So I just use a cheat code to do that. You know, I play on PC, but others may feel differently. Feel free to let me know. But yeah, that was Viva Land. They don't have too much. I found some images online, but I felt like it was good to mention it. Just another thing out there that looks pretty interesting.
It's super pretty, the graphics, I will say.
It is pretty, yeah.
I'm not sure how this game will play out as a life simulator. To me, it's giving more like Club Penguin for adults.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fair.
But we'll see. I can't judge it too much just because there's not much about it. The fact that it's an online co-op, though, is fun.
I love that.
I'm chaotic, so you will see me messing with your stuff. Don't invite me into your worlds, people. But I'm hoping that it actually goes to completion. Again, this is one of those games where I feel like maybe it won't be released, and maybe I'm just too, I have a background in like this kind of stuff, so I know like the work that goes into all of this, and sometimes people are very, their goals are way too goaly. Like, goal. For it to be in completion, I do not know, but I'm hoping for the best. And if it does come out, I will probably buy it because the graphics alone are super pretty, right up my alley. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I believe those are all of the life simulators that we were able to find. Do you have any thoughts about everything that we just talked about?
Do I?
Yeah.
Let me think.
Have you seen that one video where the guy wants a refund on this chicken even though he ate all of it? and the server's like, well, let's ask the audience.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, so I saw Trixie Mattel do that before I saw the video because she was quoting that video. And like, it was, I don't know if it was her doing something with Katya. I'm not sure, but she was like, let's ask the audience.
That's what I was going to say right now. Like, well, let's ask the audience.
Let's ask the audience. no, I'm really, really excited. Like, I love The Sims, obviously. I help with a podcast about The Sims. Like, obviously I love it. But I love this healthy competition. Like, I'm really excited. Like, I tend to lean more positive. I don't have as much experience with this kind of stuff that you do, like where you have this more realistic style approach to it. I hope all of these come to fruition. And I hope they're all amazing. And even if it's not just, cause I feel like right now it's like everyone just kind of pigeonholed into The Sims. So mm-hmm. if you love it or hate it, like that's all you really got. But the cool thing about all this different variety is that if Paralives doesn't scratch that itch for you, you could go to Viva Land if it pops out, you know, it comes to fruition. You've got that Life by You or Tiny Life, like all of these, it's like it would hopefully be that cup of tea for each individual player. So I'm really excited to see that. And I feel the excitement from other simmers because we're just ready for change and something new. Some of us aren't, and that's okay.
Absolutely. Well, I am not sure that I would buy more games. From what I am hoping happens is the Maxis team will kind of see, like, they can't keep getting away with releasing half-assed shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this leads to less packs being released that completely break the game. I know when this game came, the latest expansion, came out, it was buggy. There was a teeth issue, apparently.
They just patched that like the other day. I don't know what that was about, but I read
the yeah, but notes. I saw that all over my feet, like the teeth. I'm like, what is going on with the children? I'm concerned for y'all. But like things like that should have been like tested before it was released, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping this kind of puts a fire under them and they start releasing quality tested out packs again. And maybe I'll start buying Sims 4 packs again. Who knows?
Who knows?
If some of these games are better, though, bye.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like, I have no problem not purchasing Sims 5 if these other games are better. Absolutely.
I'm not. Even if it's like, not... Even if these games are not better, I'm not buying any more Sims games. Like, I'm done with EA. That's as cool. A whole, I have been doing a lot of like following the Sims 5 Project Renee. It's looking very much that it's going to be a multiplayer online cross-platform down to mobile. And the only thing that I can think of with all of that is microtransactions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't want to deal with it. I'm so tired of it. They started doing that to like the Star Wars games, to Battlefield. Every game has microtransactions now, and I am tired of it. It's kind of like the cable world. Like, we all cut cable, and we got, like, Netflix and, like, Hulu. But now you have to pay for Paramount and Peacock and all of these. And, mm-hmm. like, I'd rather just get cable again, you know? So maybe this will be one of the cables for me. Maybe one of these will have everything that I want without me having to spend money every other month to keep playing it and keep my interest. And if that's the case, then huzzah.
You mean that if you got The Sims 5, you wouldn't be okay with like booting up your game and you can potentially get loot boxes and you might get like a new outfit or
I don't want that.
I know. No, I agree.
Like just give me what I'm paying for completely or I'm not paying you at all.
Yeah.
I'm very much right now I'm measuring my purchases with the amount of time that I'm working. So if this game is 40 hours and I'm making like $20-something an hour, this game is like 2 hours of my life. Do I want to do that to myself?
No, not in this economy.
Exactly.
And preferably any economy going forward. No. No, not when eggs are like a bazillion dollars. No.
You know, we did the math and for us, it would be cheaper to just buy chickens and a coop. than to keep buying eggs. Because my baby loves eggs. He goes through them. He runs through the eggs. So I'm thinking about buying chickens now and doing that. I'm
building a homestead. We talked about this. You love the ones with the little fuzzy heads.
Yeah, the silkies.
Oh, yeah, those.
So cute. But in this economy, I'm thinking more thoroughly about my purchases. I'm very much an impulse purchaser. If you if you ever seen my office, it's just random stuff that I've bought. And I can't do that anymore because time is money and money is time. And I do not have time for that anymore because time is expensive. And I work way too hard to spend my money on incomplete stuff.
Amen.
So slap that on a t-shirt, EA. But I think that's my thoughts. That's my opinions. I am very interested what everyone else's thoughts and opinions are after all of this information. This will be a written article as well. So if you feel like you can't follow along with our like blah, blah, blahs, you can read about it and do it that way. But I desperately want to know what everyone is thinking after all of this.
For sure. Let us know.
And I think that's the end of the episode, unless there's anything else that you want
to
add.
No, I just want to say thank you again to everyone who gave feedback, and I'm sure we will post our new question soon. We'll do some brainstorming, get one that really makes you thinking, you know, and we'll post that. And yeah, we look forward to hearing from you again.
Absolutely. My brain right now, fried. So when that new question does come out, we will let you know on our socials. Big thank you to everyone, and thank you to all these creators that are out here making competition. We super appreciate it. Developing a game is not easy, whether you're an indie maker or you're like in a big developer. We love it. We're here for it. You make content for us to talk about, so thank you so much. And I think that's it. I don't know how to end things. I'm very weird with like ending stuff.
Just Taylor. Say I love you goodbye.
I love you goodbye.
I love you goodbye.
I hope you all enjoyed this new segment to the podcast lineup. We're always looking to grow, expand, and work to best support our community and find new ways to engage and hear from you. Be on the lookout for our We Ask Simmers post on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and even right here on the podcast. Be sure to give Melly and Taylor a follow on their socials, which can be found in the show notes and right on our website, simmersdigest.com. When we're away from the microphone, you will find everything we are doing there, including featuring amazing creators, brilliant CC finds, community news, and everything and anything Sims and Sims community-based. We want to give as much back as we can to our amazing community and look forward to connecting and engaging with you. If you'd like to be part of the podcast, let us know. We want this podcast to grow and adapt to support our ever-growing and amazingly talented community. Until the next episode, we will see you all on the internet. From all of us here at Simmers Digest, dag dag and happy simming. As you all know, Simmers Digest started with a single simmer, myself, creating a digital magazine featuring all of our community's amazing content. We have since grown exponentially thanks to your amazing support. We now host a weekly podcast, weekly simmer features, bring new chapters to our Let's Watch series each week, create YouTube content, host a Discord server, and so much more. We are growing faster than I can even believe it, and I want to thank you all for your amazing and continued support as we grow and create new ways to feature you and your amazing creativity. As we grow, we want to be able to offer even more to our fans, including more giveaways and new segments. In order to do this, you can help contribute by becoming a Simmer supporter on our Patreon page. Per your votes, we currently have multiple tiers set up that you can contribute to, knowing that if you can help, that every dollar raised will go back into supporting our awesome community with giveaways and continuing our growth. Please keep in mind that there are many ways you can contribute to the Simmers Digest. Why, even just listening to this podcast helps support the work we do. But if you can and you want to join us on Patreon, you can now do so. Just visit patreon.com/Simmers Digest and become a Simmer supporter at whatever level you can. Again, Thank you for supporting us, whether it is listening to the podcast, liking our YouTube videos, leaving us comments, sharing the podcast on your socials, or just being a positive member of our simming community. We value you and your continued support and look forward to creating new ways to showcase and feature your amazing works. This week's The Sims Mobile News segment has been brought to you by The Sims Nation. Find your tribe with us. Hey, Super Simmer. Yes, you. We get it. Playing The Sims in all its forms, on PC, console, and mobile. It is ridiculously fun. However, playing all on your own can get a little lonely. After all, your Sims are gorgeous, your house flawless, and your shenanigans side-splitting. All of that awesomeness deserves to be shared. Find your simming tribe at The Sims Nation. We're a Facebook group fueled by crazy fun contests, sim stories, and dedicated simmers. If you love wild storytelling, killer contests for cash and clout, or just want to rub elbows with players who love The Sims as much as you do, join our Facebook and Discord group today. Can't wait to see you there, you superstar you.
After you're done enjoying this episode of the Simmers Digest podcast, why not head over to Sims Talk, where we discuss all of the latest Sims news, share our favorite mods and CC creators, and discuss game rumors and other happenings in the Simverse. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or grab the link at simmersdigest.com.